7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm adjusting the sound of my bell. What do I like? I kind of like it like that. Huh. Not like that. Okay, because I did something to the bells. I added a little bit of wackiness to them. Let's get this going. And what did I do? Okay, those are bells. That's what I did. Every once in a while, we'll get a tail on one of the bells. It'll trail off real long. Pew! Clean. These are all clean. There it goes. Pew, pew. And it, Any bells that trigger close to that time will also do it. So, you know, that's a fun thing. So we got bells. So anyway, I've been thinking about what I want to do with this and trying to think of, okay, where do we get the variations that we need now? What are we going to do? What's going to be our performance parameters? That's clearly one of them, right? When I turn the resonance down, this sounds cool too. It gets extra bassy. Well, I guess you can't hear it. I have it down kind of low. But anyway, I've been thinking about, okay, where do I take this? What are we going to do? How are we going to split this up? How are we going to add other pads and stuff? Pads, no problem. Other stuff, don't really know. But splitting this up and doing stuff, nah. One thing that I was thinking about was I'd like to have this be static for a while. You know, just hold one chord for a while, and then when I want it to change, I can push a button or flip a switch or do something, and it'll change and it'll do some random change that I'm not expecting, right? So I thought of different ways to set this up when suddenly I realized, no, we can do it already, I think, just using one of these controls. But which control is it? Do we already have this under control? No, that's not the one. That's not the one. I could have sworn that we could do this. And that's dramatic. Okay. Thought there was a way. Maybe my brain is trying to tell me something else. So basically what I'll do, and we could do this now, couldn't we? How are we gonna do this? How am I gonna do this? I figured there's some kind of way that we can use the sequential switch. Like if we have just the regular home page sort of note in the first couple of channels, then we can just switch the switch to just play the first two channels. That'll hold, and then I can flip the switch to either three or four bars, and then we can get, you know, the weirdness that we're looking for. So how do we do that exactly? Is that something we want to do right now? Probably, because I've got nothing else for you. I've got nothing else planned for this show, so let's stop this. I said stop. And let's figure out how we're going to do this. First of all, we got to split the B clock. The B clock has nothing to do with rabid bees or killer bees or anything. The B clock is just... this is just what I call it, because it comes out of a little jack that says B on it. All right, so I got to use the skinny cables, not the fat cables. And I'm plugging some cables into a splitter, and I'm taking the output of the splitter, and I'm plugging it into some stuff. I'm plugging it into the switch. And we got to plug it into the sample and hold. And this is very difficult to do one-handed, but I managed to do it somehow. Now, let's do a quick test. Is the switch switching? The switch is switching. Okay. So, okay, how do I want to do this? Do I even know what I'm doing? Yeah, we want to take... Where's our voltage? Our voltage... Brown... I unplugged it. And that's going to go into... here. And then the output is going to go out of here and into here. Okay, so it's just traveling, and now there it does a thing. It doesn't stay there for very long, but does it? But we can flip this switch over and we can get this now. Now it's just going back and forth. Give me a different note this time. Okay, I'll force a different note on you. There we go. So now we got it going back and forth. And we can let it run. We can get 3 bars of that. And then we get a change note. And it goes back. We get 3 longs. We're not doing this right. We're not doing this right. We should put this down here below. That way we can hold on the regular. Okay, so here's our bass chord now. We're just gonna hold here. Then once I flip the switch, we get the new chord. But it doesn't hold there. What if we flip this switch? What can we do? That doesn't do what I want. But this is a good idea. Good job on the good idea, Tope. We could add another splitter here, right? Because, yeah, let's do that. Tope, what are you talking about? Well, what we've got another stage in our switch, right? So let's just take, where's that one splitter? This is it right here. So I am going to take this fourth output of Mr. Switch, and we're going to use a splitter as a combiner here. Now I gotta put the microphone down on the coffee can. So here we go, look out. We're gonna run 2 cables into this little handy dandy combiner that I know it isn't very good, and it better work completely and utterly, otherwise I'm gonna be very angry. And well, let's not get these cables all tied up here. Let's go there, we go back into there, we put the switch on 2, and we hit some reset buttons, and now we press go again. All right, so I've got the automatic switch. It's just switching between its first 2, you know, outputs, because I've got the selector selected to just the first 2 outputs. But I can select with the selector switch 3 or 4 outputs, and if we flip it over to 3, 1, 2, we get this until we go back to normal, and then we get this, although these are randomly selected, so it won't always be the same. Like there, it stayed the same as the bass note, didn't even change. And there's a nice one. Or we can switch it to 4, in which case we will get 2 chord changes. There's 1, there's 2, and then we're back to normal. Oh wow, that was beautiful. Oh my god, this is fantastic. Ooh, it didn't change. So sometimes it won't change, it'll stay the same, which is cool. Like there, it changed once, and oh my god, it's brilliant. Oh wow. Okay. I've impressed myself, wow, quite a bit. Dig it. I just flip the switch and it'll just stay and hold on this note. Forever. Oh boy. We got our own little automatic goth machine happening here, don't we? We really do. And we can, let's kill the buzz on the chords. Mute two. And now we just have chords. Oh, you know what that funny little flutter is? That's the, that's Florian phase beating. Okay, you can't hear it now. Where is it? Come back. Yeah, that's because I've got both oscillators of Florian are doing slightly different things, and there's a little PWM in there. There it is. There it is. You hear that? Fun now, kids. Let me tell you that. What happens if we start pushing some wacky buttons like this one? Oh, we got weirdness, that's for sure. Now see, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about modulation profiles. Just by changing up some modulation lanes, whatever you want to call it, we can really change some stuff up there. That sounds pretty cool. Thank you. So, wow, I've got a real goth anthem going here, don't I? Oh, man, does this mean I'm going to be the king of electro-goth? At least in my town? Destined to replace the mud shark in your mythology? God, I can only hope so. Although I gotta come up with some other minor little things. I mean, this is good as it is, but does it need a little bit more? I gotta play this for 15 minutes. So what if we throw in the second sequencer? What clock is this? Is this on thirds? Who knows? Okay, let's turn this up so we can hear it. I'm gonna mess with this a little bit. Normal. So we can go from this slow business into this fast business once we drop a beat. Oh, Tobe, are you gonna drop a beat on us? Well, I will eventually drop a beat, just not now. But we gotta make room for our beat, don't we? Gonna have to deal with that at some point in time, but let's get that back to where it goes. So bassy. Too much bassy. Thank you. Okay. I'm starting to get excited. Wow. This is working out a little bit better than I was expecting. Still wondering if we should run that through the filter. I guess we could try it. Let's do it right now. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. I'm thinking low pass, right? Low pass. And I need to reach over here and get the super long cable. So we can do this. And do this. And that goes in here. Well, we got a lot of reverb. Oh, we got some weirdness now. We could probably do something extra crazy with this. Oh boy. Which means we could now modulate it further if we wanted to. We've got CV inputs. Let's take it out and do it in here instead. I mean in here. We've got some high pass action going. Or bad pass, I mean. Where's my other... Oh, this might have to become something. Because when we have it on high pass, it... Wow, we could... This has modulation possibilities written all over it. Resonant spot in there. 3 dB cutoff point down there. So that has potential. Yeah. So, maybe this needs to be a thing. Let's go back into the bandpass. Wait, where was the bandpass? I can't see anything.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.
Okay, so end of the line, blah, blah, blah. I'm having fun with my synth. I need to find something to eat because I'm starving. So later, kids.